Hello, everyone, and welcome in to our special show on the state-bound West Holmes girls cross country team. For the fourth consecutive year and fourth time in school history, the Lady Knights have qualified to compete at the state meet, which will be held this Saturday at Fortress Obetz in Columbus. The team comprised of seniors Lexi Starner, Zora Starner, and Noelle Smith, juniors Catherine Castor and Alexis Wagers, and freshmen Chelsea Cooper and EDL Mena have not only accomplished a great amount athletically, but academically as well, as many have received all East District academic honors and are expected to receive academic All-Ohio at the state meet. I was able to sit down with Knights cross-country coach Kevin Beach and discuss his team's fantastic season and the legacy left behind by this senior class.
Coach, this is the third time you and I have spoken in the last 3 years about really this fantastic run that the girls cross country team has been on now, 4 years in a row making it to the state meet.
Yes, it's been an exciting run, and I'm excited to see what we do this weekend. But credit goes to the senior class and to the junior class and all the kids we've had that have graduated that started this run. It's been exciting and looking forward to it this weekend.
Tell us a little bit about Noelle, Lexi, and Zora, your senior runners who have been here since the beginning of this run, and just what it means for the rest of the team to have three seniors to look up to like that.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for better seniors. Lexi, Zora, and Noelle have been with us for 6 years now. They started in junior high, and you know, they got the run started their freshman year. They've been the core pieces for the last, you know, for every run. They lead by example. They lead by talking to their teammates. They lead by caring about their teammates. They lead by doing other things outside of cross country, other than just at practice. You couldn't ask for three better senior class people.
Alexis and Catherine, your juniors as well, a fantastic job, and of course Catherine Castor, running double duty with the soccer team. What's it mean to have two hardworking juniors there as well?
Yeah, it's been great. Lexis, this is her third year, so you know, next year she has a chance to join that group of four straight state qualifiers if she can either get there by herself or get the team there next year. So she's had a great career so far. I'm excited to see what she does on Saturday. She's really come a long way this year, you know, from a racing standpoint. So been really excited to watch her race this year. And then from Catherine, you know, she joined us last year, and we needed her to join us last year to make it to state. She was a major addition for us. You know, she was a really good track runner, and then tried to do the double duty last year, and it worked out. And so we did it again this year. And you know, it's been nice having her. I wouldn't say more focused on cross country, but like, she's definitely put a lot more work in this year, and you can tell her times are faster. And I think she feels like she belongs now. She feels like she is a cross-country runner now, and not just a soccer player who runs with us. So it's been cool to see that transformation. And as she has talked about, you know, she does the work. And even though she was battling an injury, she was in the pool, she was on the bike, and you can always trust that she's gonna do the work.
And Chelsea and EDL, they both, at freshmen coming in, they're going to get some invaluable experience going down to Fortress Obetz as a freshman, and really get to look forward to that for the next few years of their career.
So we knew EDL would be good, and she really put in a lot of work this summer, and she's been having a great season. She's ran, I think, the second fastest time in our school history. So she's earned her way there individually, and so I'm excited to see not only how she does on Saturday, but also, you know, like you alluded to, the next 3 years. And then Chelsea, you know, Chelsea joined her seventh grade year, and so as a freshman, she made that top seven varsity spot. You know, we had some other runners who were battling her for it, and she earned the spot. And then at regional, she ran a 50-second PR in a big moment. So that's exciting to see. And she knows and that she's going to have to be faster next year if we're going to get back, because she's going to have to count on her to be, you know, in that top five next year and run well. So this is a nice stepping stone for her. Like you said, it's nice to get her eyes open down there and see what it's about, and then hopefully next year come back and be even faster.
So we'll talk a little bit about the race now coming up on Saturday. And when you get to this part of the cross-country season, you never know what the weather's going to throw at you, but the forecast right now looks pretty good, and so that can always help. But then you've got kind of the oddity of the course that is Fortress Obetz. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as you said, the weather looks absolutely phenomenal for Saturday. Honestly, the last 4 years, the weather hasn't been too bad. We had one year that was super warm and windy, but Yeah, during this 4-year run, we've had some pretty incredible weather down there, which is makes this the course fast. The course itself is super flat. Honestly, it's kind of boring. It's like you start out in this field and you come across the grandstands and do a little loop and then go back in front of the grandstands and then you do a bigger loop and then you go back in front of the grandstands and then you do a bigger loop and you finish in front of the grandstands. So it's kind of a boring course with one little hill about a half mile to go. And it's actually kind of a it's a short, steep hill. So it's a little hill, but it actually takes a little bit out of you. That's it. I don't know why they threw that hill in there when they did. They could have put it in earlier in the race. I don't know. But yeah, the course itself is nothing spectacular, but it does lend to fast times. Not that we preach fast times at this point in the year. It's all about placing. So, you know, if you're top 30 going in, you know, if you're top 30, you're all Ohio. So that would be nice. Or if you're top 20, you're podium. So if we could get a girl tool battling for that, that would be great.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time today and good luck at Fortress Obetz.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. And thank you for this.
That was Knights Cross Country Coach Kevin Beachy on their successful season and what he expects to see at the state meet at Fortress Obetz in Columbus on Saturday. Well, stay tuned. Coming up next on our special show for the state-bound West Holmes Girls Cross Country Team, we'll talk with the three senior athletes that have qualified for the state meet 4 years in a row.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. For 79 years, Millersburg Electric has been serving the area with quality home appliances, including the household brands of General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Frigidaire, as well as the custom line of Thermador. Their trained sales staff is prepared to meet your appliance needs, and an experienced delivery team is ready to provide professional, worry-free installation or take advantage of free in-carton drop-off to your home or business. Their factory-trained service staff ensures years of quality service after the sale. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83, or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get spooktacular savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA-inspected bone-in sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in rib chops, $2.78 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in country-style ribs, $2.19 a pound. We also have USDA Choice boneless top sirloin steak, $7.98 a pound. USDA Choice top round steak, $5.18 a pound. 14-ounce kielbasa or Eckrich smoked sausage, $2.99. And 16-ounce garlic butter mussels for $2.79. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 West Holmes Girls State Bound Cross Country Team. While many athletes would consider qualifying for the state cross country meet once in their career fantastic achievement, this senior class has qualified four times. It's also happened to be the only four times the West Holmes Girls Cross Country Team has qualified for state. I was able to catch up with Lexi Starner, Zora Starner, and Noelle Smith and ask them about what it means to qualify for the state track and field meet in four separate seasons.
We'll start with Noelle Smith first and go around. This is going to be your class's fourth trip to the state meet in cross country. What's it mean for you, Noelle, to be able to make your way back to state?
I would just say it means a lot, especially this year whenever we're battling for one of the top spots in the state. I mean, top 10 is really our goal this year, and I would say like we're going and we're going to make our mark while we're there, whereas like the other years we just were there to race and didn't really care really how we did. But this year, we're there to make our mark.
Lexi?
It's definitely been a great experience. 4 years is quite an accomplishment, and it can just show, like, how much, like, hard work and dedication can really pay off, because, like, when you first start at something, of course, you're going to be bad at it because you haven't had experience and you haven't learned, like, how you can get better at something. So it just shows, like, how consistency can really make a difference.
And Zora?
I would say, like, especially, like, our whole team, like, being able to, like, show up every day, putting, like, their absolute best out, and just, like, being able to see, like, how our work has paid off and how we are able to see, like get to the state meet because we, like, worked our hardest at practice.
All three of you, academic all East District, going to be academic all Ohio this year, and you were all made an all-OCC team at the conference meet this year. What's it mean to be able to receive those honors, not only as an athlete, but also for all the hard work you've done academically?
It's definitely been very stressful at times, like having to, like, get, like, essays done and battling through like practice and doing well in workouts and just like keeping our grades up, but being able to like see how we're able to keep our grades up and like still do well is like really meaningful and just amazing that we can all do that.
Alexi?
Yes, I would agree with Zora. It's definitely like a struggle with your time management and how much you have on your plate to get things done. But you really learn how, like, you can get things done. And, like, if you are given a certain amount of time, you can really use that time wisely to get something done. And you can still, like, achieve your goals and still do well on something just by learning how to function.
And Noelle.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with both of them. And not only, like, do we have cross country and academics to deal with, most of us also have, like, a job. And then, like, senior year, we obviously want to go to football games and as much events that we can. So it's really hard to, like, balance everything and find the right balance for you. But I think we've done a great job at that.
Getting ready for the state cross country meet coming up this weekend. Zora, we'll start with you again. What are you doing to get ready while also trying to stay healthy for the meet?
Right now, I would say, like, I'm trying to, like, hydrate, eat well, get, like, enough, like, rest and just, like, relax and just, like, live in the moment and know that this is lifetime experience and just like spend time with our team and just have fun.
Lexi?
Right now I'm trying to enjoy high school because it's going by really fast and I am involved in a lot of things. So I've been trying to like do like my best at everything and try to like previously last night, Zora, Noelle, and I planned this event called Fright Night, and that was super fun. I mean, I enjoyed creating something and seeing it all come together. So, like Noelle said, just learning how to balance, and I've just been trying to enjoy what, like, the opportunities I have.
And like the other girls said, I would just say, like, eating, sleeping, and, like, trying to get rid of as much stress as possible so we can be as ready for this race and have only the race on our minds, but also trying to stay in the moment and, like, enjoy the experience with our teammates. So, yeah.
Again, your high school career is coming to an end here in cross country. What are you guys planning to do in the future?
As of right now, I'm planning to run in college, track, and cross country, and I also want to major in like fine arts and marketing because I want to be an interior designer.
I plan on attending a college somewhere of my choice and running cross country and track and figuring out a career that I can be very successful at and never work a day in my life.
I plan to run cross country and track in college as well, and I plan to major in marketing and entrepreneurship during that. And then after I'm done, I hope that I can be a cross country coach on the side somewhere.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much for your time and good luck at the state track meet.
Thank you.
That was West Holmes cross country seniors Lexi Starner, Zora Starner, and Noelle Smith on what it means for their class to once again qualify for the state cross country meet at Fortress Obetz coming up this Saturday. We'll stay tuned to our special show here on the 2024 state bound West Holmes cross country team. We'll speak with the junior class on what it means for them to return to the state meet once again here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get spectacular savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 81% lean fresh ground chuck, $3.98 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Beef London Broil, $4.98 a pound. Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs, $3.19 a pound. We also have 16 to 20 count Southern Seas Cooked Cocktail Shrimp, $7.98. California White or Red Seedless Grapes, $1.98 a pound. Gallon Ballman's Apple Cider, $4.98. And Crisp and Sweet Honey Crisp Apples, $1.48 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg. Truck Month has been extended.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 West Holmes Girls Cross Country Team, who have qualified for the state cross country meet at Fortress Obetz in Columbus this Saturday. I was able to catch up with the juniors on the squad, Catherine Caster and Alexis Wagers, and hear their thoughts on being able to qualify for state once again.
We'll start with you, Catherine. You've been busy again this year with both the cross country team and soccer. Again, last year you went to three state tournaments. What's it mean for you to get back to a state tournament in cross country as a junior?
It means a lot. It really goes to show like how much work I've been putting in with both teams. It's been really crazy, like doing two practices a day for a while. It's a lot, but it's really fun, and I enjoy both teams. All my teammates are really supportive. My coaches are really supportive. My family's always there for me. So it just really shows how my support system helps to get me very far.
Alexis, what's it mean for you to be able to return to the state cross country meet?
It means that I have more time with the seniors, and we have like a longer season, and we get to practice more and enjoy our last bit of time together for their last season. And we're hopefully going to actually go to state and do well this year instead of just trying to focus our efforts on making it to state like we have our previous years.
So Alexis, we'll start with you, and we'll have both of you answer this question. What have you been doing to improve this year and get back to the state meet?
It's basically you show up to practice and you put 110% in, and a lot of it also is like watching your diet, trying to not like eat things that are going to hold you back. And a lot of things considering is that you need to do your off-season training. Off-season training is a really big impact on your season as a whole. And all over the team, you can see these girls have worked super hard off-season to get where they are.
Catherine?
Mainly it's balancing like schoolwork. You just need to make sure to balance that so you can get sleep at night. Like, do your homework when you can and get your sleep, eat good food. I've had to balance soccer and cross country a good amount, but mainly just show up to practice, do the work, and then get your stretches in and have a good time.
Catherine, you were academic All East District. You're going to be a academic All-Ohio, and you were second team All-OCC this year. On top of everything else you're doing, how much do you appreciate being honored not only for your athletic achievements, but also your academic achievements?
It means a lot. I mean, it's nice to get recognized for all the hard work I do and all how my teammates help me to do this. Like, we help each other a lot. We study together sometimes. We're always there for each other.
And Alexis, again, academic All-East District, academic All-Ohio, OCC honorable mention this year. What's it mean to you to be honored like that?
I mean, it just comes with a part of doing the work. So, I mean, it's an important honor, and it's a lot. It means a lot to, I mean, every runner in Ohio when they get those awards. But at the same time, like, I know our team could do it because we'd put in the work and we cheer each other on. And whenever one of us gets down, we help each other and we uplift each other. And we know that we can do this because we're good. We're a good team.
Catherine, I have one more question for you. You've dealt with some injuries throughout the season, both in soccer and cross country. What's it mean to you to have been able to get back and healthy and now have a chance to compete at the state meet?
It's really great because I've done a lot of different things instead of running this season. I've done a lot of swimming and biking along with running and soccer to help keep myself going for the end like this for state, because that's the end goal, is to make it to state. So I was able to help my team get there by doing my best to stay healthy.
Okay, ladies, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck in Columbus.
Thank you.
That was Alexis Wagers and Catherine Castor, the juniors on the squad set to compete at Fortress Obetz in the OHSAA State Cross Country Meet on Saturday. We'll stay tuned. We'll talk to the first-year freshman runners who have qualified for the state track and field meet and what it means for them to be going to Fortress Obetz in their first year on the varsity team. That comes your way next on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get spooktacular savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have USDA-inspected bone-in sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in rib chops, $2.78 a pound. USDA-inspected bone-in country-style ribs, $2.19 a pound. We also have USDA Choice boneless top sirloin steak, $7.98 a pound. USDA Choice top round steak, $5.18 a pound. 14-ounce kielbasa or Eckrich smoked sausage, $2.99. And 16-ounce garlic butter mussels for $2.79. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 state-bound West Holmes cross-country team. And two of the members of the team will be making their first trip to the state cross-country meet this year, and that is freshman Chelsea Cooper and Idiel Mena. I was able to catch up with the two first-year varsity runners and ask them what it means to them to make their debut at Fortress Obetz.
Ariel, you've got the microphone. I guess we'll start with you. What's it mean to be able to make your way not only to the state meet as a freshman, but as an individual qualifier? You were all-district, came in fourth, and you were 14th in the regional.
Well, I would just say as a freshman, it means a lot. I mean, at the start of the season, I told this to Dave Mast. I didn't know I was going to be able to make it to varsity. Never really knew. But to be able to get this far really means a lot. And to be able to like be in the same team as the seniors, it just really inspires you a lot.
How long have you been running cross-country?
Cross-country, I started running last year.
So just your second year running cross-country and you get a chance to compete at state.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, we'll go to you now. Kind of the same question. What's it mean for you in your first year on the varsity team to be able to go have a chance to compete at state?
It means a lot. I'm very thankful for this opportunity that we have. We have great teammates and we all put in hard work and effort. And it really means a lot because they're very supportive.
So what kind of work have you put in to get to where you are? We'll start with you, Chelsea.
Like summer running, just making sure you do your workouts and not like take time off, like not like go to practice when you want to. Like you show up to practice every day and you do the work that is needed.
Chelsea, how long have you been running cross country?
I've been running cross country for 3 years.
So Ariel, we'll go back to you now. Kind of that same question. What kind of work have you put in to get to where you are now?
I would definitely say from 8th grade and 9th grade, I ran a lot over the summer, trained a lot. Everybody thinks, you know, oh, you got to work really hard during season, which you do, but it really counts a lot in the off season, especially with like workouts and all that. It helps you set up that base, and that way you can build off of that.
So it'll be your first year competing at the state meet. What's you're looking forward to the most about being able to compete on a stage with the best high school runners in the state?
Well, what I'm looking for most is the competition that's going to be there. You know, during all these races, there's been spectacular runners. Everybody's trying their best. Everybody's giving it everything they've got. But when you get this far into the race and everything, like competition is just at another level. And it's just exciting to see what happens.
Chelsea, same question.
I'm excited to like just take this opportunity and spend our last like days with our seniors because they are really important to this team. And it's just going to be exciting being a freshman and being able to run at state your freshman year.
Okay, well, thank you ladies so much for your time, and good luck at the state cross country meet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Knights freshman Idia Mena and Chelsea Cooper on what it means to them to be going to the state cross-country meet for the first time as freshmen. Well, stay tuned. We'll come back one more time and we'll speak with Knights assistant coach Scott Meller about a little bit of the history that is being made by the cross-country team in the last 4 years here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. For 79 years, Millersburg Electric has been serving the area with quality home appliances, including the household brands of General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Frigidaire, as well as the custom line of Thermador. Their trained sales staff is prepared to meet your appliance needs, and an experienced delivery team is ready to provide professional, worry-free installation or take advantage of free in-carton drop-off to your home or business. Their factory-trained service staff ensures years of quality service after the sale. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83. Or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get spooktacular savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA inspected bone-in sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound. USDA inspected bone-in rib chops, $2.78 a pound. USDA inspected bone-in country style ribs, $2.19 a pound. We also have USDA choice boneless top sirloin steak, $7.98 a pound. USDA choice top round steak, $5.18 a pound. 14-ounce kielbasa or Eckrich smoked sausage, $2.99. And 16-ounce garlic butter mussels for $2.79. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Truck Month has been extended through October at Village Motors in Millersburg. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and we are offering supplier pricing right now on all in-stock Ford F-150s. Also, we're offering supplier pricing on all new Ram trucks in stock. Whether you're in the market for a half ton, three-quarter, or one ton, or even a heavier chassis, no matter the size, you get the supplier pricing plus all applicable rebates or financing specials. We have plenty of inventory in stock. Check us out online at villagemotorsinc.com or stop in and see us in Village Motors in Millersburg.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And welcome back for our final segment here on our special show for the West Holmes girls cross country team, who will be competing in the state cross country meet at Fortress Obetz on Saturday. I was able to talk with Knights assistant coach Scott Meller about some of the impressive history that this group of seniors and really just the last four iterations of the West Holmes girls cross country team has put together, and talk a little bit about what he expects to see at Fortress Obetz on Saturday.
Coach, we've heard from all the girls that are going to be competing at Fortress Obetz, and I wanted to talk a little bit with you about the history of this program. We've said that it's been four times now that the girls cross country team has made it to state, and they've all happened in the past 4 years.
Yeah, Jake, you know, the history of West Holmes cross country, at least as far as an all girls team began in the season of 1983, which also just happened to be my senior year in high school. But that was the first time that we were able to put at least five runners on the course at the same time. And since then, which we're looking at about 41 years, we have had a girls team virtually every season since 1983. There were years where I'm sure they were right teetering on whether or not they actually had enough runners to compete as a team, but it's just absolutely a tremendous accomplishment for us to have had a team make it, especially in a very, very difficult region of Ohio, that year in and year out, our West Holmes girls program is competing against multiple state title holders in schools like Minerva. Currently, this year, we've got teams like Athens. In the past, we've had teams like Granville, various others that make the region that we compete in very, very difficult. And for the Knights to be able to make it to state since 2021, I think it's more than Coach Beachy and I ever could have expected. I think we were absolutely amazed at the progress we made in that first year to actually make it to the state meet. But to have that history from a program that started out with just a handful, maybe one or two girls, starting in the late 70s, working their way up to 1983 when we did have our first team, I just feel very blessed to have been part of, in some way, just a little part of building the program, not only with the girls program for West Holmes, but also throughout the overall history, boys included.
And really, in over the last about, I'm going to say decade, West Holmes has been blessed with some very incredible athletes in many sports, and you've had a chance to coach a lot of them. What can you tell us about some of the athletes that had were upperclassmen in the first couple years of this streak and how they helped lay the groundwork?
Well, one of the things that Coach Beachy and I are both very proud of is that we are now starting to get our young ladies and young men interested in participating and competing at the next level. In the girls program, we currently have Carolyn Miller and Brenna Myers, who have participated at the collegiate level. Also on the boys' side, Jacob Miller also competes at Malone, along with his sister Carolyn. Zeke Galbraith currently is competing for Division I Stetson University from Florida. So I think it's something that we've had. Coach Beachy has had some outstanding athletes who have competed at both the state level in cross country as well as track and field. There are multiple ones, and from the interviews you did earlier with the girls, you can see that almost all of them are now desiring to compete at the next level. And I think that makes Coach Beachy and I probably as proud as anything about the fact that, you know, running can be and is a lifelong sport. And to see those girls have that enthusiasm to not only take the experiences and the successes that they've had in high school, but then to take them to the next level and hopefully be teammates with others throughout the state of Ohio and throughout the country.
And Coach, we'll kind of wrap up with this one. What have you seen from these ladies when you've been out practicing with them, getting them ready to compete, and at the different meets throughout the season? And what are you kind of telling them to push towards on Saturday?
Well, more than anything, I think this season I am certainly extremely excited and definitely proud of the fact that on any given race day, we have one or two ladies who step up and they if they're having a bad race, they don't let that show to their teammates. They kind of like help each other. And, you know, other than our top runner, Ariel, who has been our top runner throughout the season, we've had a change from second through seventh pretty much every single meet based on who was running. And so what I'm more excited than anything about is the fact that we are healthy, and the approach, the psychological approach into this year's state meet, I think is just better than ever. And sometimes that comes with the senior leadership and the maturity of the seniors who have led by example for all of this time over their 4 years. But now, again, it's just so exciting to see a team going down and actually having some expectations for the competition there at Fortress Obetz, not just being there and showing up on a bus.
Okay, well, Coach, thanks so much for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jake.
That was Knights assistant cross-country coach Scott Meller talking a little bit about the history of the cross-country program at West Holmes and the impressive resume that'll be left behind by this senior class. West Holmes will be competing in the Girls Division II state meet, which will take place Saturday at noon at Fortress Obetz in Columbus. We wish the Knights good luck as they compete at the state cross-country championships. That's going to just about do it for our special show here on the West Holmes cross-country team. We'd like to thank Coach Beachy and Coach Meller for allowing us time to speak with their athletes as they prepare to compete in the state cross-country meet. So for all of us here at WKLM, I'm Jake Seidel, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM.